This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The nephew is here. He's back and he's here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
This right here is you didn't fall and you ain't getting no money. You didn't fall and you ain't getting no money. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach a Glenda Ann, please.
Yes, she.
How you doing? My name is Brad. I'm actually with the A&C department, accidents and conditions. Wanted to give you a call and see how you're doing this morning.
I'm just fine.
Great. Now, I am the accident and condition coordinator, the last person that it goes to before actually issuing out a check. And just wanted to give you a call and see how everything is going. Have you been to the doctor on your fall? And just wanted to do a follow-up with you and make sure everything is okay.
Yeah, everything is just fine, thank you.
Have you needed to do any rehabilitation work or anything like that? This is just a random procedure of all the notes that I have to write down. And like I said, this is the final step of getting you out of check. Now, the last I heard, you were offered $2,000. Is that correct?
If you work there, you go ask your supervisor. You would know all that if you work there.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at the file that I have, ma'am. I don't have everything
okay,
in front
well,
of me.
Okay, well, if you got that wrote down, that's what they offer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, here's what we're doing. I've also been brought some other records. Is this the first time you've actually had an incident like this?
What?
Is this the first time you've had an incident of actually falling?
Yeah, that's my first time.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, actually, what we're doing, looking over the records here, I've got some actual incidents that it seems like you've actually fallen several times in other places. And what I'm having to do here, ma'am, is let you know that I am not going to sign off on this at all. So the money that has been offered to you, I am no longer going to be, I'm not going to confirm this check to go out to you. I don't think that there's anything wrong with you. I don't think that you have a problem. I think that there's something that you deliberately did in one of our stores.
I could care less about what you think. What happened was the was on the floor. I fell. They don't have to pay for the claim either way it go.
No, we're not going to. Actually, ma'am, what I'm going to have to do is get you to come down and sign an agreement.
I'm not coming nowhere.
Yes, I'm going to need you to come down and sign an agreement that you actually made this whole thing up. And I need that in writing.
I'm not coming nowhere.
Look, ma'am, I don't care if you come down or I have to come down and haul your ass in. Because I'm not signing over a check to you for somebody that deliberately laid down in the floor and act like something was wrong with them.
You're lying. Deliberately done a thing.
How exactly
it was witnesses. You need to talk to them.
I've spoken to every witness, and you know what, ma'am?
You haven't spoken to every witness because my friend was there. You haven't spoken to her.
There's a lot of people that assume that you're lying.
Well, I don't care what they assume.
Ma'am, let me explain something. We can take this thing further. I even have you on video, actually deliberately laying down in the middle of the floor as if you have actually slipped.
Okay, well, now I know you're lying.
No,
now
I'm not.
I know you're lying.
No, I am not, ma'am. And
now
listen, we're not going to give you $2,000. We're not going to give you $2.
What's your name?
My name is Brad with the A&C department.
Well, you won't be having a job too much for long because you a fool.
No, I'm not a fool. I want to make sure that you understand. I want to make sure that you understand.
No, I want to make sure you understand.
That this is not something that you can do or continue to do. Now, I want to hear it out of your mouth. You tell me. Did you lay down on that floor deliberately?
You crazy. You think I'm finna sit here and tell you I deliberately laid down in a floor?
Am I crazy for you to sit here and tell me the truth?
I accidentally fell. That's it. That's all.
No.
That's
you
all
deliberately
know.
Laid down in that floor, and you're deliberately trying to get $2,000 worth of money that does not belong to you.
Well, you just review the damn tape then, and you'll see what happens.
Would you like for me to get authorities to come over, ma'am, and bring you in? Because
I don't give a who you get. get whoever you want to get.
If I need to send authorities down there, man.
Okay, well, you send them all over here. I'm not scared of them either.
I don't think
no
I'm not. They're going to bring you in, and you're going to sign this form I have that you deliberately laid down on that floor.
You a fool.
The nerve of you black people.
I'm not coming in. I'm not signing nothing. Now, what the you talking about, I don't know. I ain't never heard this you talking about.
Now, I want you to bring your little narrow black behind in here so we can get this stuff rectified is what I want done.
Are you crazy or dead or you ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, I tell you that. I am not coming in. I don't know what the f- I would have to come in for.
I want you to sign a form that you deliberately laid down in this floor and it was all fictitious.
Now, why the f- would I do something like that and then go to jail?
Why would you lay down in the floor in the first place and when you knew nothing
was wrong? I told you I didn't do that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. It was in front of you. I could look you in your eyes and tell when you're lying.
I told you what happened. That's it. That's all. Bye.
Hey, can I say, let me say one more. Hello? Call her right back.
Hello. Hello.
Ma'am, I don't want to continue to go back and forth
look,
with you.
Look. You're really pissed. Look, I told you what happened. I'm not going to keep on telling you that. I don't know why the you keep calling me. Let me speak to your damn supervisor.
First of all, I am the supervisor. This is what I want. I think we can get this.
Look, what the fuck? I'm going to come in and sign what?
Here's what I want you to do. If you come down and sign it, I'll let you go.
If you think I'm finna come and sign some papers saying I laid on the floor, it ain't none of that true. The was on the floor. I fell. That's it. That's all. Now, what the fuck are you talking about?
Have you been drinking? Are you listening?
Have you been drinking?
I want to.
I ain't got to do with anything. Well, I'm doing my own personal time. It's my business.
Can I say one more thing?
Don't keep calling me with that.
Okay, I'm going to say one more thing and I'll let you go.
My back still hurt. And you talking about you ain't going to give me no money. You crazy in the I am going to get some money. They should have had that up off the floor. Then okay. I wouldn't be having to go through none of this. And you have I been drinking.
Glenda, I'm going to say one more thing to you and then I'm going to let you go.
What?
This is Nephew Timing from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother, JT.
Who did it? James.
James, baby, James.
James, I'm going to get him when he get home. Who is this?
This is Nephew Timing. How you doing, baby? You stand
man,
your ground, baby.
Second, huh?
Stand your ground, baby. Stand it. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay. My pressure was going up a little bit, but now I'm fine now.
And everybody here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we love you, Glenda.
Okay, thank you. I love you, too.
And there you have it. I'm back. Stupid is back. Back in the saddle. You need to get back in your stupid saddle. You know, you got to wiggle a little bit. It take me a little minute to get as stupid as I want to be, but I think I hit the mark. You know what I'm saying?
Never question yourself about that.
Did he just say that was the family secret? Did you just say that was the family secret?
What was it again, Steve?
What
was the family secret? We all thought when Tommy was young, we thought he was going to be smart as hell.
That secret's out. The answer is...
I am.
Oh, they take long. He started. Like that time he rode his brand new bike down to the store and came home without the bike.
What happened?
My daddy said, where your bike at, little Tommy? Oh, and then started running back down to the store. Oh. Who forgets that they got a new bike?
Yeah. Hey, it was new. It was new, man.
It's dead, boy.
All right.
Started having moments like that. Like I say, school, though, you nailed it. Always a great student. Just out of school.
By the way, the bike was gone when we got to the store.
Yeah. Now, I had to go up here. I had to kick Henry Ware's ass to get this bike.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.